Well, before we proceed, can I ask this
Yeah,
question?
can.
The 3.1, part 1. Rather, 3.1, training the mind to be heedful, got two steps involved. First step is through this mind sweeping method, metta, 6R, object of meditation. This thing like something, a lot of thoughts involved.
Yes. Because you know why? At that time, in the early day, I cannot teach you that awareness space. I cannot take you all direct to the what they call wunian, no thought. And so what I did is, I realized the mind sweeping method is very useful. Because you feel, understand? You feel. You don't think, understand? That's why you straight away silent, you stop first. Stay at the forehead, feel. Feeling is very near to awareness, understand? Feel. Then relax. Understand? So basically, it's teach you how to relax, like the 6R. Distraction, tension, tightness, feel, relax. Understand? So this is why I teach initially, especially at Suyang's place there, the Thursday class, you all may recover. It's always mind sweeping method first, rather than teach you method and technique. Because I know a lot of people do either anapanasati or rising and falling. In fact, that time, rising and falling are very common. But I cannot comment because people will actually reject it because it's so popularly accepted. So I came out with this mind sweeping method where I find it useful. Initially, it's like, in order to stop the thinking, the only way to do is to feel, understand? And when you feel, then you relax into it, like the 6R, recognize that there is a tension, distraction, or whatever. But it can be applied to pain or whatever. So when you do the mind sweeping method, you train yourself to be aware at the place you want to be. Means you want to go to the forehead, go to the forehead. Then you sweep it down, sweep it down. Then later on, you want to go to the heart, you can. Yeah? Mind sweeping method allow you to develop the ability to attend to your mind by locating it at the location you want it to be located. But the key thing is, don't go and think. Feel, relax. Feel, relax. Then sweep it down. Like your facial muscle, feel it. Then relax into it. Yeah. Then to assist in the relaxation, visualize yourself facing a mirror. Remember? Radiating a radiant smile. When you are happy, only you can smile. Understand? Yeah, when you radiate a radiant smile, you are very happy, very relaxed. That's why it assists you to relax. So this is how it started. Then at that time, I can only mention, finally, silence your mind. Understand? You see the word or not? The number two. Finally, silence your mind. To be heedful within. We are one. Relinquishing all this object of meditation. Like anapanasati, rising, falling, even mind sweeping method. Relinquish. Finish. Then what you do? That is, the mind has become like trained. Means it's just aware. Then stabilize that. But at that time, I cannot. I just say, you silent, finally silence your mind to be heedful within. We are relinquishing the object of meditation. Means I want your mind to enter sati. Understand? Not? When your mind enters sati, you are naturally aware. Everything you do is with awareness. Your seeing is in awareness, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, everything is in awareness. But mind must enter sati. That's why I say, walking, aware. Sitting, aware. Lying down, aware. All the four posture. Yeah. So when you can, like, standing, sitting, walking, and lying down, when you can develop the mindfulness and the awareness, then you start to cultivate mindfulness through kaya nupassana. So awareness is very important. From awareness, you stabilize it until it becomes so stable, then you realize or reach the point where this mindfulness has become so refined. Whatever object of meditation you use, even mind swimming method or what, it will bring about the mind that is very tranquil, very peaceful, very quiet. That's why it enters opacity. So Anaprasthi also said, rising volume, it becomes very subtle, very subtle. Mind swimming method also said, very subtle until this mind hardly move. Hardly move means what? No more thought. Understand? Not? No more thought means your true mind, your silent mind. That's why you will enter sati. Because that is your true mind. That's why you have to reach that stability of mindfulness development. It can be anapanasati or any object of meditation or your mind sweeping method. Because these are initial skillful means, like I always say. If you know how to use them, no harm. Do it. But understand that you don't become gullible. The problem with most people is they think every time they do that method, they are meditating. Then it becomes what? Mechanical. Then like Ingvi said, yeah, it was taught, especially rising falling. Anapanasati also do wrongly, also it was taught, fixing, controlling, then noting and all those things. Then some say, feel the tip of the nostril. The instruction is just maintain mindfulness, awareness of the in and out breath. Understand?